Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Should we recap last week, or should we plow ahead with what is to come now that America is being led by a madman? Either way, it's great news for conservatives. Welcome, conservatives. Kevin Jackson's, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Whether you look forward or backward, the left is still in massive trouble. You guys probably are following the stock market. The Dow lost, 1,100 points last week. The NASDAQ fell 5%, and that happened in one day. Joe Biden built that. Reading this, stocks suffered their worst day of the year on Thursday, pulling back sharply and completely erasing a rally from a prior session and a stunning reversal that deepened. Here's the key. Market losses for 2022. You haven't made any money this year in the stock market. There wasn't a year that Donald Trump was the president for 4 years in a row that you did not make massive profits. I warned everybody. I said, if you're going to get, you better get while the getting's good. If you're going to be making money in the market, these are the 4 years you're going to do it. And if Trump gets reelected, you'll have another 4 years. If he doesn't, it's going to crash. I'm on record. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1,172 points. So that's almost 1,200. For them to average it down, they're trying to be optimistic. More than 3%. The S&P and the NASDAQ fell 3.8 and 5.3% respectively. Folks, sometimes that is the gain or the loss for the entire year. It happened in a day. If you don't think that the market is so volatile under Joe Biden, with Trump it just creeped up and up and up and up, and I told you, put your money in QQQ, leave it there, don't even worry about it. People are concerned. They have no clue where this economy is going to go. And they, we had 480,000 jobs this last report. Okay. Maybe you did. You had a GDP that was lost 1.4%. Hadn't happened in the ages. Lost. People who don't want to work. And so, it's all manipulated. I don't want to get into why is it that we win one week, that they creep up one week. They lose so many jobs that by the time people go look for a new job, they go, we had a respite, we had a surge. It's not a surge, it's manipulation. This economy is in the toilet. We are in the midst of a recession, and you should be happy. Because you are paying your bills. You have put money aside. I'm not telling you it's easy. I'm not telling you that at all. But at least you're prepared to some degree for what's going to happen. The zombies won't prepare. They don't even believe it's going to happen. So what do? They keep on marching along. They keep on talking about their... women's issues and black people issues and Latino issues and gay issues or whatever. And the world around them is crumbling. The Trend Letter tweeted this. It's hard for markets to be totally optimistic when inflation is going up, growth is going down, and interest rates are rising, wait for it, across the globe. This is not limited to the United States. See, you can't artificially hold this stuff down and think, it'll be this way. Just in America, we can artificially do it, but we can't. It's not going to impact China and Europe and the rest of the world. Everybody's in the same boat. And here's the problem. I chuckle because I know it's not our problem. The Democrats have caused it. They know where the problem, they know who did it. It's a big gap between Donald Trump and what he was able to do with the world and Joe Biden. And the Democrats now have to own this. Now, we talk a lot about, well, at least when we're talking about the stock market. Oh, it's not the president's fault. The president can't impact what's happening to the markets. Maybe. I mean, he can't say, we're going to, you know, I'm going to issue an executive order that will make you do this in the market. He can't do that. But if you don't think he can influence the market, you're out of your mind. Look, let me put it this way. And if you want to argue with me, 844-551-8255, do you believe that you'd be covering any of the issues that we're talking about today under Trump? Do you think we would have watched the Dow drop 5% or 3% in the day, NASDAQ, S&P 3.8%, and the NASDAQ 5% in a day under Trump? What caused that? I think you know the answer. The trend letter says, it's hard for markets to be totally optimistic when inflation is going up, growth is going down, and interest rates are rising across the globe. Okay, so that's just for starters. Let's go back. Let's recap. What about the border issue? You think there'd be a million people in this country who are in violation of the you know, they're supposed to be going back to court. You think there'd be that many people? Where do you think the refugees would be waiting, in America or Mexico? You think we would have a border crisis? The guy who lost his life trying to save somebody's life crossing the Rio Grande not long ago, the National Guard guy, you think he'd be dead? Where would we be? Would we be talking about inflation? Would we be talking about a war in Ukraine? Would there be millions of refugees in Ukraine right now? There'd be no war. Every indicator, everything that we were talking about, from trade policy to our, in terms of foreign policy, trade, wars, etc., would be better had we not cheated Joe Biden in office, had he not gotten cheated in office. We didn't do it. Let me tell you something. All this is going to get exposed. What's going to happen, who knows? This is probably the most politically I've been in my life, getting involved, and I'm going to tell you have a group of people so energized on the right, I can't describe it. The left has nowhere near this. We've got a great show for you today, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, the lies that Democrats and leftists tell. It always, I mean, I don't know how they think they can keep everything under wraps. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. One of America's most well-known pharmacy chains has inadvertently admitted that the WuFlu vaccines do nothing to protect you against the WuFlu. Positivity rate by vaccination status data covering the time period from April 23rd of 22 to April 29th of 22 shows that the demographic with the least amount of positive tests for the Fauci flu is the unvaccinated. I know, shocker. Kevin Jackson, stop it. Stop it, man. This, you're throwing it at me too fast, bro. Yes, the unvaccinated, the purebloods. You are the least likely to die from the flu, the WuFlu, probably the flu too. Now, I don't want to get too optimistic. I want you to understand you're going to die of something someday. But the likelihood of it being from the scamdemic, pretty slim. They said this. The worst off group, as you might expect, consists of people who've received two main doses of the shot, followed by a booster. Are you listening to me? Can you hear me now, people? Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Look, I don't know how many of you got the shot, but would you have gotten it if they had told you the truth? I don't think you would have. I think you would have rolled the dice. Look, I'm not trying to tell you that people didn't die. We say this every time. People died from this stupid disease, this leak. But let me tell you, the majority of people were not going to die, not from this. And you certainly didn't have to get that shot that has now got you going crazy. But I will tell you this, one of my acquaintances, he's a comedian, he says, man, I got to tell you, Wu Flu boosted my life. You should hear him talk about it. He said, you know what? When I got locked in, it forced me to figure out other outlets for my comedy. So he put all of his comedy bits up on YouTube. I'm not giving a plug to YouTube because I can't stand him. But he put all his comedy bits out on YouTube. And he said, of course, my crowd followed me over. He says, so I'm doing things. He's working it like he's working the system, man. So he gets, hundreds of thousands of people watching every day, enjoying his YouTube channel, monetizing. He says, then he produces a show for Netflix. He had his little baby name the show his daughter. So I don't know what it's called, but it's like Goo Goo Gaga, which was funny in and of itself. Netflix picked it up. He's not a lefty, but he knows how to play the game. Netflix picked it up, but he said he was going to put it on YouTube. Netflix saw it and said, no, we'll take it, but please take out the YouTube references. He says, no. I told my audience, I'm going to produce it, blah, blah, blah. I'm making a lot of money on YouTube. And he says, you know why I tell them no? He said, because if they told me no, I still had my audience at YouTube. I still had them. So if you want this show, I'm going to leave the reference in there that I'm going to produce my own show. I'm going to do it all on YouTube. I'm going to take out the middleman. And let me tell you why this is so good for us on so many levels. And I'll get back to the Wu Flu stuff. Because this is a guy who now understands, I don't need the system. You can't control me anymore, Netflix or Hollywood. I now have an audience that loves my work. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with YouTube. They're still in the throes of this social media Gestapo nonsense. But right now, he's feasting. Now, if I were him, I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. And I think that's why he went ahead with Netflix. But he said, I heard him say it, I'm happy that I have multiple outlets and I'm not strangled, if that's a word, by what somebody determines that I have to do. I love this. Now, go back to Wu Flu. It helped him in a strange way. He says, now I got to tell you, I hate people who died, but being sequestered in my home forced me to do things differently. Isn't that kind of how life is? So let me just go back to the irony. If you didn't get the shot, you're the healthiest people on the planet. If you got the shot and the boosters, which is what the government recommended, you're worse off. Who do you want to believe going forward? Why do you think there's a distrust of government? And when Joe Biden says he's going to set up the disinformation group, you shake your head and go, you got to be kidding me, crazy Joe. Says the Walgreens COVID-19 variant tracker claims that ever since January of this year, the predominant strain of Fauci flu in circulation is Omicron. Before that, it was Delta. It was supposed to be in circulation. They don't know. They cannot test and tell you one from the other. They want you to feel like they're experts and they know. Really, I'm going to remind you, the experts have got people who've gotten two shots and boosters are the most endangered at this point. That's what the experts recommended. Would you listen to another expert? He goes and he says, people are testing positive for something fictitious. Because I told you before, the test never worked because they never isolated a SARS-CoV-2 virus. It ever. They've never done it. They can't tell you anything about this strain. They said, let alone this, its variants and subvariants. People are testing positive for nothing. He says it was never meant to be a diagnostic tool. This is a PCR test. And it's just an amplification tool that amplifies whatever it's pointed at. PCR, quote, revolutionized molecular biology, but it is most notable application was in genetic fingerprinting, where its ability to magnify even the smallest traces of DNA became a dynamic weapon in the fight against crime. But like a powerful magnifying glass or zoom lens, if it's powerful enough to find a needle in a haystack, it's powerful enough to make mountains out of mole hills. So now we've got a major retailer, Walgreens, going, you know what? Our data shows the following. So what do you think is going to happen now that Walgreens has said, look, giving you this shot really isn't doing anything for you. It's going to go just like the flu. Have you seen the flu shot things? It'll say, you can get your flu shot here or not. There's nothing that we should be driving people to this behavior. And oh, by the way, they're not doing it. This is them slowly telling you, you know what? It isn't working. We'll slowly back away. And let me tell you what Walgreens is doing now. It's canceling orders with Pfizer. It's canceling orders with Moderna. It's backing away, going, hey, not our fault. And it's got its own data to say, this is why we're canceling the orders. Watch. Go look and see if orders got canceled. By the way, countries are canceling orders with Pfizer and Moderna.
Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A woman is in custody after opening fire on a school bus with children inside in Georgia. The incident happened about 45 minutes northeast of Atlanta. The bus driver suffered minor injuries from broken glass, but no one was shot. The female suspect was taken into custody, but other information regarding the situation wasn't released. The vehicle linked to a missing Alabama corrections officer and escaped murder suspect is on its way back to Lauderdale County. Officer Vicky White disappeared with inmate Casey White 10 days ago. That's also when their alleged getaway car was found abandoned in the woods in rural Tennessee. Officials on Monday are bringing the vehicle back to Florence, Alabama. Sheriff Rick Singleton saying he believes the couple was picked up by someone else. You're listening to USA Radio News. The world is watching Russian President Vladimir Putin today as Russia celebrates Victory Day.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia, for victory. Hurrah. Hurrah.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former President Trump is in Dallas Monday for a private fundraiser. It's the first of two trips to Texas this month. The former president's event tonight is dubbed Countdown to the Majority. Later this month, Trump will headline a public rally in Austin. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, the recap continues. We had social media giant Elon Musk who bought Twitter, and the fallout continues. The left are still there. They're still losing their minds over this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Plenty of stuff to recap. And look, we're going to look forward, but we also got to look behind. Because when you look behind, you have to understand that the Democrats have created this. In other words, don't try to not look in the rearview mirror. We didn't create what's back there. So when we do get a chance to look back, as I said in the first segment of the broadcast today, Democrats, it doesn't look good for them whether they look backwards or forwards. Would you want to look forward with Joe Biden as your president and Kamala Harris as your VP? Would you want to look forward when you look at the border crisis, inflation, prices of fuel going through the roof, knowing that every time somebody goes to fill up their car, a friend of mine said the other day, I live in Arizona, $6 a gallon. I was freaking out at $5. Remember when I came on this show and talked about $4.17 is what it cost me to take my a gallon of gas? And when that was the realization that it cost me $16 to take my kid to practice, to baseball practice. And then I started doing the math. Holy crap. This kid either practice or plays 4 days a week. 16 times 4. For those doing the math, 64. And that doesn't include gear and everything else. I literally said to my son, we're going to start carpooling. We're going to start figuring things out. That was at $4.17. Now, one of my friends, they were coming back from the Grand Canyon, said it costs over $6 to fill up gas at the Grand Canyon when they were leaving the Grand Canyon. That's insane. You see anything in sight? So, yeah, let's keep on bringing it. Bring it, people, because let me tell you something. We get up every morning looking for solutions, trying to really fix problems. And these guys, however they do it, they may feel the same way. But whatever they decide to do, it doesn't fix anything. It exacerbates every problem that we have. When a Democrat says, I'm going to go work on a problem, man, you just strap on, because I'm telling you, you better hang on for dear life. These people are going to create a problem in your life that you should just say to yourself, oh crap, here comes something else. It's like having a kid. My son, he's at the park. He says, Dad, I'm going to go play basketball. Goes to play basketball, comes back, Well, he got on a kid's mini bike, drove it, hit the accelerator, didn't know what he was doing. The mini bike drove up the back of a little car. I don't know what kind. It was a little old hatchback. Did over $3,000 worth of damage. Doesn't even look like it. But it is. I have the quotes. So I'm getting hit with Bidenflation and fixing these people's car. I got to pay $3,000 for something that my knucklehead kid did. Democrats are like having kids is what I'm trying to tell you. No matter what you do, no matter how safe you insulate yourself from the world, your kids are going to figure out a way to get that money out of you. Elon Musk, there's a group that's concerned about him. They warned in a letter that Twitter will change with Elon Musk at the helm. And here's what they wrote. Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter will further toxify our information ecosystem and be a direct threat to public safety, especially among those most vulnerable and marginalized. With no evidence, the letter said that advertisers on a Musk-controlled platform, quote, risk association with a platform amplifying hate, extremism, health misinformation, and conspiracy theorists. Now, let me just stop there for a second and tell you this. Amplifying hate, extremism, health misinformation, and conspiracy theorists. That is exactly who the left are. They just told you who they are. They amplify hate, extremism, health misinformation, and they are the conspiracy theorists. They are the ones that try to get you to not believe the obvious. They say things like, there's no way that Hunter Biden's laptop could have anything on it. There's nothing there. I don't understand what these people are about. That is a conspiracy. It is a conspiracy of lies because the facts speak otherwise. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I always try to balance what I tell you by letting you understand that there is nothing mystical or magical of what I do with this microphone. I don't need Rush Limbaugh's EIB mic, even though I am the Black Rush. I don't need it. It's just a dose of common sense. I was talking to some people the other day, and we were talking about the election and Joe Biden's votes. And, you know, of course, they're all ridiculing the idea that Joe Biden won by 82 million votes. And I said, it's a simple question, simple thing that we all know. There is no way Joe Biden beat baby Black Jesus of 2008, who got 68 million votes. There's flatly no rock star on the planet who would have beaten Barack Obama during that time. Nobody. Rock star status. He got 68 million votes. Joe Biden, 12 million votes more? No way. Now, here's what is legit. Donald Trump achieved rock star status, blew out the records that Obama had, got 75, I think probably truly got 12 million votes more than Barack Obama. And they don't want to admit it. The conspiracy theory is that Joe Biden actually, they want us to believe the conspiracy theory is that Trump got 75 to 80 million votes. That's a conspiracy theory. No, the conspiracy theory is about Joe Biden. Again, these people are horrible. And they tell you what they want. And they go on to say this. Under Musk's management, Twitter risks becoming a cesspool of misinformation with your brand attached, polluting our information ecosystem in a time where trust in institutions and news media is already at an all-time low. How did trust for institutions and news media get to be an all-time low? Anybody want to hazard a guess? Well, you know the answer. Because news media and these institutions ruined our trust in them. They blew it. Your ad dollars can either fund Musk's vanity project or hold him to account. We call on you to demand Musk uphold these basic standards of community safety, community trust and safety, and to pull your advertising spending from Twitter if they are not. Now, these are people supposedly investors are having to do something big with Twitter, and Elon Musk went after him. He went after him. Now, let me tell you who these organizations are so you know who not to trust. Accountable Tech, Media Matters for America, and Ultraviolet. And they all want you to think that they're doing something for the public good. Accountable Tech's person is a former spokesperson for Hillary Clinton's campaign. Media Matters for America, founded by political operative Clinton-backed David Brock. Ultraviolet is a feminist movement that is mobilizing to fight sexism and create a more inclusive world that accurately represents all women from politics, government, to media and pop culture. Other signatories like Access Now have the support of the Canadian and European governments, as well as Soros, the billionaire financier who heads the Open Society Foundations. So this group of people who are supposed to be have Twitter's best interest in mind are concerned about the misinformation, or aka truth, that Musk might put on there, and they list all the people that we should be actually monitoring, and have the nerve to use Soros as a person of honor, like even he doesn't want Musk. So in the wake of this, Musk ripped an MSNBC host last week after he made a highly disparaging remark about Republicans while claiming Musk himself is transferring Twitter into a platform for the far right. See, they got to do this. The left can't help themselves. They have to try to crush you and make you feel like you're the one that's wrong. As I told you, they could have robbed you, they could have raped you, whatever. You're not going to be the victim. When they're done with you, no, you deserve this. MSNBC's Mehdi Hassan, understand this, he's likened non-Muslims to cattle, attempted to codify the country's far-left faction by claiming that they only want to, quote, give us free health care and free child care. That's what he wants you to believe that the left is about. He went on to claim that the far right, quote, wants to give us white supremacy and no democracy. It says, and this asymmetrical polarization of U.S. politics would be laughable if it weren't so horrifying. We are living through an unspeakably dangerous moment. The pro-QAnon, the pro-neo-Nazi faction of the Republican Party is poised to expand dramatically come the midterms. And like other far-left cable news hosts frequently do, Hassan tied his complaints to former President Trump. We're just 2 years away from Donald Trump's very possibly re-seizing executive power. If that may happen, we may look back on the past week as a pivotal moment when a petulant and not-so-bright billionaire casually bought one of the world's most influential messaging machines and just handed it to the far right. This is what these people think of two of America and the world's best citizens.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Big news last week regarding the unborn. The Supreme Court may, I stress may, reverse Roe v. Wade and whatever the new decision is, and they may opt for life. At the very least, they're turning it over to the states. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Those who believe in the lie of this being a decision about a woman's right to choose, mostly the baby killers, are up in arms. They know it's not about a woman's right to choose. It is really more, for the powers that be, it is more of a eugenics issue than it is anything else. They understand the numbers. I understand the numbers. And when I look at the numbers, I say, I understand why you don't want single women, particularly single women of color, who tend to be in the lower economic strata having babies, because there is a rationale. Dinesh D'Souza wrote a book about it. But I didn't need to read his book to understand it. Women who make bad decisions in men are usually bad mothers. They can't raise children right, and those children end up becoming miscreants. And they end up as bad citizens of society. They fill America's prisons. You can argue that with me and say, Kevin, don't you understand that would be a good reason to not let those women have babies or be mothers and a host of other things? And I might say, you know what? You're exactly right. There are people who should not be parents. I think we can all agree with that. I don't think we should be able to tell them you can or you can't be, because some people maybe can't be a parent in their 20s. But they might be a good parent in their 30s or their 40s. So it is a right as to when you want to do it. But the point I'm making is there is an argument for it. And for the women who might get upset when I use the term baby killers, I said mostly baby killers. Now, I'm going to say this to the women who listen to my show who may have aborted a baby. That is between you and God. I know. If you did that, you likely struggle with that decision. And the last thing you need is for me to be on this radio show moralizing over what you did and trying to make you feel bad for it. It's not going to happen. I can only imagine a situation where I knew I had to live with a lifelong decision that I might have been able to change. And that decision was going to impact me either way for the rest of my life. If you choose to abort a child, then you have no idea what you did. You don't know what the potential of that child was. I don't know what the circumstances are, but maybe it changed the trajectory of your life for what you perceive to be the better. Or maybe you vacillate with that decision because you now live with that terrible feeling of what the potential was for your child. I don't know. And I'm sure there's a host of other emotions with it. And I would say to those of us who become very sanctimoniously pro-life that you got to stop doing that. You got to step away from it for just a second and ask yourself this question. By the way, I tell people all the time, I am a pro-choice, pro-life person. You know what that means? It means I can't tell anybody what to do with their body. That's just a practical, pragmatic way to look at it. If a woman wants to go drink Clorox and kill herself and her fetus, what can you do? Is it just killing herself, or is it killing both? Because in the end, she killed herself. You can say, well, Kevin, she killed them both. Yeah, fine. Dead is dead, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I just really want people to stop. Look, I'm by no means trying to jump on the side of these vagina head wearing hairy arm bimbos on the left. Not for a second. But I do want to recognize the women in the conservative movement who maybe did not come to this conclusion about this as it is right now. You want to know when most people really stop and look at life? It's when they have kids. Anyway, we're going to talk more about this because I want to talk about my abortion story, so to speak. And then I saw some things on Twitter that touched me, and I want to share it with you. But the latest versions of the Women's Health Protection Act, which would effectively make abortion a statutory right, scrubbed references to transgender and non-binary people's pregnancies, as well as language related to, quote, reproductive justice. Earlier versions of the bill used language tying race and transgenderism to the issue of abortion in its non-binding findings section. Democratic Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal The bill's sponsor told Politico the language had been removed from the bill due to objections from, you ready for this, people? From some Democrats. The newest version removed reference to white supremacy and gender oppression, as well as notes clarifying that its provision applied to anyone with, quote, the capacity for pregnancy, including transgender men, non-binary individuals, those who identify with a different gender, and others. According to Politico, reproductive justice seeks to address restrictions on reproductive health, including abortions, that perpetuate systems of oppression, they wrote, lack of bodily autonomy, white supremacism, and anti-black racism. That's what that was a preview version of the bill. That is the biggest bunch of lunacy I've ever heard. And no wonder the Democrats struck it, because they looked at it and said, you know what, these people are going to think we're utter idiots, which, by the way, we didn't need that language in there to know that. They are utter idiots. So now they want to pass this thing that says you can't touch. I don't know what they're trying to do. They want to upend the Supreme Court in saying that a woman should have a right to abortions no matter what. I can kill my baby under whatever circumstances, excuse me, even past the moment of birth. And how we've gotten to this is amazing. I was listening to a guy the other day. He said, do you know in Europe, almost universally in Europe, you can't kill a fetus, a human, after 12 weeks. It's almost universal. How are we discussing this barbaric extension is beyond me. By the way, let me give you something interesting. You probably don't know this. Do you realize that China got rid of its one-child policy? They are in turmoil. China has more men than women. I think it's like 60% to 40%. They're concerned that they're not going to have enough people. China believes that in the next decade, they will go from 1.6 billion people down to less than a billion. Here's what's worse. Women are more educated than men in China. They're more likely to get a degree. They're waiting longer to have babies, if they have them at all, because to fight to get that spot, they sacrifice their good years, so they finally get to the corporate structure where they have power and money. By the way, they out-earn their men, and when they do that, they only want a guy that makes, get this, five times more than they do. Well, guess what the guys want? The guys want a woman that makes equal to them. So this societal pressure is not allowing them to get together and mate, and you got to be married. So China's having a severe problem with, you know, matching men and women and babies. That's why they got rid of the one-child policy. But it's not working. Anyway, abortion stories. We're going to run out of time here. Christina, a barefoot mama, put this in a tweet. I'm a product of a one-night stand, conceived and cheating. My mom knew she could abort me and never be found out, but didn't. That's something I'll never undervalue. I would love to interview her. Some other time I'll tell my story. I've told it many times before on the show, in case somebody wants to go listen to the archives or the podcast or whatever. Happy to have you do that. But what a story. Product of a one-night stand, or conceived in cheating. Her mom could have just aborted her. Didn't have to face the music. That would have been the end of it. But she thought about it. And I don't know what it was. I would love to have this girl, Christina's mother, explain why she couldn't do it. And have other young women hear her story to understand that, you know what? No matter what, that was the best choice. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.